final look at your sport this morning. In some football, Arsenal failed to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points following a goalless draw against Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium. Now, the result ended a 5-game winning run for Mikel Arteta's side. Nevertheless, they come through the congested festive schedule with a 6-point advantage over title rivals Manchester City and Aston Villa.
I think they decided on the quality of the boys showed in this period, which is the most demanding one through the year, to do what they've done. Big credit to them. And as I said, coming out through that period in the position that we are, I think we have to be proud.
Over to cricket, inclement weather had the final say at Wanderers Stadium last night, calling off the clash between Joburg Super Kings and Paarl Royals in the first innings. Faf du Plessis and James Vince shared an opening partnership of 73 as the home side posted 187 for 6 in their 20 overs. Now, lightning and rain ultimately denied Boland their innings. Both teams were awarded 2 points, lifting the Super Kings to 17 points, while the Royals remain in third on 15. And then Durban Super Giants have a tough challenge ahead at Kingsmead as they face Tristan Stubbs' Sunrisers Eastern Cape. Now, DSG are fifth on the log, having lost 3 of their games, 1 win in all their 6 matches. Now, they've struggled to see victory at home this season, and coach Lance Klusner thinks there's still a chance for them to bounce back.
Team at the top of the log. So, yeah, we're going to have to play well. But again, if we have any dreams of winning this competition, we're going to have to beat the best teams, you know, in the league. Still a little bit of wriggle room, not much anymore. And we're just going to have to find a way of getting on the right side of the result now.
That one gets underway at 5:30. Ending off with tennis, former champion Stan Wawrinka, Jordan Thompson and Chris O'Neill received the last 3 wild cards for the men's singles main draw for the Australian Open. Wawrinka won the title at Melbourne Park in 2014 and reached the semifinals in 2015 and 2017, as well as advancing to the 2020 quarterfinals. This year will be the Swiss star's final season on tour. Right, that's it from me for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. And off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Faida Crouch.